We are traveling by train. Out the windows, we drink in the passing scene of cars on nearby highways, of children waving at a crossing, of cattle grazing on a distant hillside, of city skylines and village hills. But uppermost in our minds is the final destination. Geek dads are a relatively recent development. 50 years ago, fathers didn't care about collecting comics or playing video games. They cared about buying the perfect cardigan and drinking highballs in the family station wagon. Now there's a whole generation of grown-up nerds who finally have the money and the authority to build giant toys for themselves. Well, for their kids. Minus the trappings of wealth, privilege, and power, Skull and Bones would be a laughably juvenile club for Dungeons and Dragons geeks. But its rumored alumni have made up a disproportionately large percentage of the world's most influential leaders. Conspiracy theories about American education's most notorious secret society, Yale University's Skull and Bone Society, are almost as old as the society itself. His show was the talk of Paris, but his instrument wasn't of the usual handcrafted variety. He was born with it. Night after night, he held his audience in a grip of frenzied, uncontrollable laughter. Part musician, part comedian, entirely unique, Le Petoman was the world's first fartiste. In January 2012, the massive Concordia cruise liner crashed into the tiny island of Giglio, 12 miles off Italy's western coast. In the very near future, engineers will attempt to pull the battered ship upright and float it away. If the operation goes well, it will be the greatest success in the history of maritime salvage. But if a single thing goes wrong... The words South Street Seaport and hip have never been strung together by a New Yorker. That's changing. The cool factor is rising in the cobblestoned historic district downtown, which was hit hard by Superstorm Sandy. Now, in-the-know residents are watching outdoor movies, browsing pop-up shops, and sharing tables with tourists at Smorgasbar, a new spin-off of Brooklyn's red-hot bazaar Smorgasburg. Physicists routinely describe the universe as being made of tiny subatomic particles that push and pull on one another by means of force fields. They call their subject particle physics, and their instruments particle accelerators. But this view sweeps a little-known fact under the rug. The particle interpretation of quantum physics, as well as the field interpretation, stretches our conventional notions of particle and field to such an extent that ever more people think the world might be made of something else entirely.